their life is to just to serve others and never get anything done. Have you ever noticed that?
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Yeah, bing bong, what do you want?
Well, I don't know. I just thought we'd start this because you said, I don't want to be here today. Is it just too early? What's the deal? We are recording a little early this week.
It's too early. I'm allergic. I'm tired of eating nothing but meat and cheese. Everything's happening around me, but I'm just like plodding through the day and having to get laundry done. So,
right.
I'm right. Fussy.
I know it. We all get that way. And you should explain a little bit when you say having to only eat meat. He's not like in a cage, you know, where they're feeding him like a lion. Tell them the backstory real quick.
Well, I'm doing my own version of a keto diet. So it's like high fat, high protein. And I'm sure it's supposed to be a whole lot better than this. But basically, it's just meat with a side of meat and dessert is meat, you know. So I'm getting a little bored of what I've been eating for 3 months now.
Oh, man, it is just hard. It's hard. My wife, I mean, is not on a keto diet. But she basically eats nothing that tastes good. I mean, she's eliminated sugar and wheat and, you know, she can't even have rice. She can't have anything. And, you know, she has these dark chocolate candy that she'll take one little tiny little square as her treat. And I've said, hey, can I have a piece of that? I just feel like that. And it's like eating coffee grounds. Yeah. And she goes, oh, it's like a bit of heaven. And I'm thinking, where I live, candy's supposed to taste good. So, I mean, but I know she'll get to that point. She's been doing it for a couple of years. She's like, I need something that tastes good. I just can't take this anymore. So she feels your pain.
I suppose I should count my blessings. My wife says that she still can't smell anything, except if she does smell it, it smells like dead rotting meat. Hmm. So like almost nothing tastes good to her. So
this is the post-COVID thing?
Yes.
There's government money right there, Scott. I mean, I think she could get paid for the rest of her life.
Where's that class action lawsuit about, like, if you used Roundup?
Yes.
Know, same kind of deal for this. I haven't seen one of those commercials yet for this.
For long haul COVID?
I've thought about joining the Roundup one, though. I don't have cancer or anything, but, you know, figure I might as well try.
There you go. You're a victim.
Exactly.
Well, I have been up for like ever, not forever. I know some of you guys get up early all the time, and I know you're way tougher than me, and Scott would die. Yeah. But my son Cal, he's working on at a golf course in the grounds department, and just part time, but every like 4 days, it's 15 minutes earlier. So we're at about 6:15. He has to be there. It takes about 15 minutes to get there. So I have to wake up a little before six to get there, to get him there.
Isn't that one of those jobs where you were supposed to ride a bike to get there?
That's right. It's just a little too far for him.
He could get one of those electric skateboards, man. Have you seen those dudes?
Yeah, he'd like
guys going 30 miles an hour uphill on a skateboard. I'm like, what happened to the world?
My son wants to save his money and buy one of those one-wheeled things.
One-wheeled things, a unicycle?
Have you seen it? No. Scott, you're old. Well, come on, get with it. It looks like a skateboard, but it's just got one great big wheel in the middle.
Weird.
It's like all terrain. It goes on grass. It's not cheap. That's why he has to save his money. But it's amazing looking.
All right.
You'll have to look it up. I'm sure you will while we're talking.
No.
You're probably already on it. So anyway, but that's the, you know, I had to get him there at 6:15. But the good news is I think he has to be there by 5:30 at the peak summer months, which is just not good for dads. Even though, I don't know, did your parents have to get up and take you early to practices and you could care less when you were a kid or anything like that?
I don't even remember my childhood at this point, Todd. I'm barely able to keep my eyes open. Did they take me early?
Dig back there.
There were a couple of things. I do remember some early baseball games, and I was in a choir for a couple of years that was down downtown on Saturday mornings.
Hmm.
But it wasn't like 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock or anything.
Yeah, no, but I like was on the swim team. And I think when I was a freshman, I was on the basketball team, and the swim team always met really early.
Yeah.
But I never once thought it inconvenienced my father. You know, I just assumed he liked taking me really early. And I remember, I think my mom might have even gotten up to make me breakfast.
But our dads were the kind of guys who like wore a suit all day long. And
my dad didn't wear a suit.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
My dad would come home and he'd still have like his dress pants and shoes.
Oh,
on,
yeah.
Pass out in the chair.
Debbie's dad always did and wore a suit. So those were the days. And then he'd get his newspaper.
Yeah. I always assumed that meant you were a real dad if you traveled for work and had to wear a suit.
Oh, yeah.
I
have a friend who. He was a lawyer, so he did wear a suit every day. And his daughter, when she was looking for a guy, she said, "I want a guy who sweats and needs a shower when he gets home." So she married a working guy. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, weird.
So, and just to let you know, Ike did get his wisdom teeth taken out. Everything went really smooth, and he thought he would die, but he was good. And he's feeling good
he's
now.
He's probably still in pain. Tell him I feel for him, man.
Yeah, nah. I think you're always you're a little sore even a week later. But he's kind of like his dad. He doesn't like to be out of control. So you know, when they give him medication, he didn't like that. He doesn't like shots. I'm okay with shots, but so he didn't like any of that. He said he couldn't feel it really, but he could hear it, and that was almost freaked him out. So.
Dude, I had the same experience when I was his age.
Did you?
Except
he only had two wisdom teeth to pull out, though. So
I had all four, and just hearing it was so awful. Anyway, I don't want to relive that again. Let's move on.
Well, it is a busy time here, and we're recording this a day early because when you listen to this, maybe on Thursday, I will be in sunny California, Southern Cal, as you know.
Are you driving the RV out there?
No, we're not taking the RV out there. I mean, that's a whole new different story. But just Abe and I are flying out there. We're going out a day early. We're leaving tomorrow morning, super early. And I, you know, Scott, I assume if you would fly out of somewhere, you would fly out of Cincinnati. Which how long does it take to get to the airport for you?
About 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's a good drive. But I don't live anywhere close to an airport. I mean, I have to either go to Indianapolis, which is about 3 hours. Or I have to go to Chicago, which is about 3 hours, Chicago Midway. And that's where we're heading out tomorrow. I don't like going out of Chicago. Everything's harder.
I hate that airport.
I know it. But Chicago Midway is just the cheapest one, Southwest. And I like cheap flights.
By the way, that's how you sound cool and like you know what you're doing as a dad. If somebody's talking about going somewhere, say, "I hate that airport," as if you've been there. It makes you sound really cool and like a world traveler.
We should compile all these, Scott.
That's my tip for being a dad today. If you want to sound like
so
you know.
So any conversation, yeah. Just say, "I hate that airport." I'm going to write that down.
While we have a random moment here, just to mess with people's heads, if you go to the Cincinnati, Ohio airport, it's actually in Kentucky. That really messes people up when they're visiting here and they fly into Kentucky.
You know what? I hate that airport.
Exactly. See, it's actually a really nice airport, but
it doesn't matter if you've even, you don't even have to be there. You just say, "I hate that airport."
Exactly.
And people think like you're better. So
they talk about flying into LaGuardia. Oh yeah, that airport's terrible.
I hate that airport. I do hate LaGuardia, by the way. But we're gonna go out a day early because Abe, this will probably be like one of Abe's last flying trips probably with me, which is kind of sad because he would make he flew a lot with me.
Abe's last trip. I feel like we should take a moment here.
It's okay. And I can't take a moment or it just gets too overwhelmingly sad for me. So we're going to go early and do some California stuff. So we're going to go to, you can hike up to the Hollywood sign to go up behind it. And that's kind of fun. It's not a hike really, but it's a long walk. It takes a couple hours, but it's on a paved road that's no longer used. And there are a lot of people, old people who are going up. So if you want something to fun to do, you have to go to Griffith Park, like the Griffith Observatory, and then hike up to the Hollywood sign. Then we're going to do some other things. I thought we'd maybe go by like the Father of the Bride, go by that house, eat at, you know, the first big boy restaurant. It's in Burbank. And we're even staying at, my son Sam and I just accidentally stayed at the Glen Capri, which was a motel that looked like Hollywood. I mean, it just looked like an old Hollywood rundown hotel, and it was on the inside. And I was hoping it'd be like that again, but they remodeled it inside. It's been like the used on 100 movies. It's it's pretty cool. That's so fun. So we're going to do that and go see where Walt Disney is buried, maybe a few other famous dead people. So it's going to be fun, but it's busy. So as soon as I get back on Sunday, I have one day, and then we're going to drive to Orlando for the big homeschool convention down in Orlando, the FPEA convention. Then we get back. We have Maggie's graduation. Then we go to Pennsylvania. I think then in the next week we have Denver, Colorado. So it's a busy, busy time here. So and we're like I said, we're going to fit Maggie's graduation in the midst of that. And I'm not a big graduation guy. You know, I mean, since we homeschool our kids, our graduation ceremony pretty much is we gather them in our family room, just our kids. We say a few nice things and then that's it. You know, it's over. But thinking of graduation, Scott, on my desk, and I'm holding it up so you can see it, is a graduation present that I got in 1983.
Wow.
This is a, do you have any of your graduation gifts from when you graduated, Scott?
I found my diploma recently.
Oh yeah, that's not really. I guess it could be a gift
though. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't.
Yeah, well, this was one of those, and I was thinking about, you know, because my wife's like, what should we do for gifts? Like, someone sent us Maggie a money, you know, and it was $20.22, which I thought, you know, that was kind of an interesting gift. But even when you got like 15. 20 bucks is a lot of money. And we have some friends whose last name is also the Wilsons who live close to us. They just do like a Dairy Queen coupon that says, have a blizzard on us. And, you know, that's kind of a cool thing. But when I got this thing, and I don't know if you can tell what it is, but it's a little, do you see that?
Looks like a cell phone holster.
Yeah, it's
wallet,
about the size of a cell phone, a little smaller. But in the bottom, it has a, what is the aftershave logo? Not Aqua Belva. English leather. English leather. It's got the English leather logo down in the bottom. And inside of this is a fingernail.
Oh, it's one of those little things.
Gotcha. And so when I got it, I can remember who gave it to us. And I thought, what a stupid gift. I mean, I'm like, who would buy somebody, you know, fingernail clippers? But guess what?
I still use it.
Still have it. Awesome. My fingernail clipper kit. Almost 40 years. I'm like a 38 years I've been out of high school.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Just sad.
It is sad. And you know how that happens? One day at a time. Mm-hmm. One day at a time. So if you're thinking for looking for a good graduation gift that will last forever, get them the English leather fingernail kit.
It's probably like $200 now.
It probably is. It probably is. I don't know. I'm probably as cheap then too.
Well, in case you're wondering, I'm in between two graduations at the moment.
So you don't have a graduation this year, you mean?
No, I do. Two, as in this week, I'm in between. I missed my son-in-law's graduation from law school last Friday because I was sitting at home waiting for the plumber to show up because our utility sink backed up into the washing machine and I was going crazy trying to bail water and then I was going
This has been an ongoing problem, hasn't it?
No, it's just my house, basically. We had it back up a couple of years ago. But
I remember you talking about
that. That was the main line, and that was a real disaster. This was actually just the utility sink in the basement that the water empties, or that the washing machine empties into. And so there were no other symptoms, you know. So I bailed all the water out of that, and then I tried to snake the line and get the thing out, but I don't think my snake was worth diddly squat on that. So anyway, I'll stop talking about that. But I had to call a plumber and I had to miss the graduation ceremony. I made it to the party, but that was frustrating. But anyway, he graduated law school and now he has to pass the bar. And otherwise, he's just a guy with a fancy degree. But
as we all know now, you don't need a fancy degree to say, I hate that airport.
Exactly. And then let's see. Oh, and then my daughter and son-in-law had their first anniversary this weekend.
Wow, that's a biggie.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But next weekend is my son's high school graduation.
And so
the pressure is on because, we're doing it with our homeschool co-op. So there's like five kids graduating that he went to co-op with.
Right.
We know them all. And it's a neat little ceremony for graduations. But my son really wants me to cry because I cried at my daughter's when she graduated high school.
Oh, yeah.
What he doesn't seem to understand is that was more of a one-time thing.
That was a milestone, yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm used to getting rid of kids, and, you know, I'm fine with them leaving. I don't mind.
Yeah. It does change a little bit.
Yeah.
So, well, hopefully he won't be too disappointed.
Yes. Well, he's going to be, I'm sure. But
so do you have like the big open house afterwards, or are they going to have that at the all together, or?
You know, the plans have changed so many times. I don't know. I'm sure we're doing something, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, you know, now
right now,
I like my graduation when I graduated back in the dark ages, we had a cake, and that was it. You know, and probably some little mints, you know, but now they're like, we're having a taco bar, you know.
I do remember what might have been a unique gift. I don't know if anybody else has done this. Maybe it was a common thing, but my aunt sent me a laundry basket, but it was full of like all kinds of stuff I would need in college. And this was back when you needed stuff in college, not when you could, you know, when they had fully furnished everything with all the trimmings and whatever. It was like a laundry basket with like some laundry detergent and like a little hot plate thing. And
that's neat.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, that was cool.
That's a good graduation gift. So
I don't still have it, but you know.
Oh yeah. That's not like the fingernail clip thing.
Exactly.
Kit. But you know, and I've got just a bunch of random thoughts that I have today. I was going to say, another task that we need to make sure your kids know how to do, make sure your kids know how to change a tire. My son had my brother's son was over this past weekend with a bunch of other cousins. And on the way home, he had a double blowout. And Scott, I've never had a double blowout, but he kind of swerved off the road, like in one of those deep grooves. And I don't know if there was something in that groove, but it caught both tires and it popped them both. And my son went and helped them because he was about an hour away and he didn't have any tools really. He didn't even know what to do because it was nighttime and everything was closed and he knew how to change a tire. But, you know, I know we would be remiss if we don't show our kids how to change a tire, because you could be in a bad position easily. And in fact, my daughter, Catherine, when, you know, she's married now, but I can remember saying, Dad, show me how to change a tire. And I'm like, sure, I will, Catherine. You know, but it was kind of like one of those things I just put off. And finally, I don't know why, but my brother-in-law, Alan, he showed her how to do it. I don't know if he was changing her tire. I can't remember any of the details, but I thought, you know, I really let her down because I didn't show her how to do that. And you think that you have lots of time, but you never know how the timing works. Because I remember one time I was changing my tire. I was going to college at the time. I was at Purdue and I was changing my tire. And somehow I happened to say to my dad, or my dad said to me, you know, if you ever lose the lug nuts on one tire, you could take one lug nut, from each of the other tires and stick it on until you get to where you were going. And I didn't think much about it, but I'm telling you, that same weekend, I don't know if my dad did this on purpose, but I'm driving down the road going back to Purdue in the at night, and I heard this clunk, clunk, clunk. And I'm thinking, what is that? And it kept getting harder, clunk, 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 clunk. And I'm like, it feels like my tire. And I went out, stopped, and I grabbed the tire and tried to shake it to see if it was loose, but you know, I couldn't see it. I didn't have a flashlight. And the weight of the car made it so it didn't move. But, you know, it just kept getting faster. And then it went silent. And the whole car just went shunk to one side. And the tire fell off. And I got the tire and was able to jack it up. And I took one lug nut from each of the tires. And I got to Purdue. And then we fixed the problem. But, you know, because I had an intentional dad, I'm going to guess again. He never told me. He like loosened the lug nuts so they'd all fall off, but I wouldn't really have put that past him. But I just think, you know, he took the time to show me and tell me something that came in really handy. And, you know, so make sure your kids know how to change a tire.
So just saying. You're like sort of backhandedly kind of accusing your father of having rigged your car so the wheel would fall off.
Yes, I am. I don't think he did, but sure, the timing was just like, that's like saying, you know, right.
Seem like something our dad's generation would do.
That's right. If your car catches fire, Todd. Yeah. So.
All right.
He learned that lesson. Yeah. So I don't know if he did, but. And we got the basketball goal all the way up yesterday. This is another dad thing, Scott. Again, you know, I don't know what a dad, dad's really, their life is to serve others and never get anything done. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, and we get no recognition. I've been on this horse all day, all week, man. Like, I'm ready to.
So you're like the Rodney Dangerfield of dads? I tell you, I don't get no respect.
Exactly. And yeah, everybody else, it's like, oh, it's my job to make sure they all have fun and I don't get to do any of the fun, but I get to, you know, make sure the laundry gets done and the plumbing gets fixed.
You have to sit back with the plumber when the party's going.
Driving to the stupid airports I don't like so they can go fly off somewhere cool.
Exactly. But so we bought this basketball goal because we wanted to, you know, we weren't. If you look for a decent basketball goal, they're really expensive new. I mean, super expensive. But of course, Facebook Marketplace is your one-stop shop for anything you need at a fraction of the cost. So we bought this basketball goal in like January for my son, maybe even in December. I drove all the way 2.5 hours to Ada, Michigan and picked it up. It was freezing cold. I loaded it on a trailer because it's big. I brought it home. And, you know, we hid it for my son until his birthday, showed him. But we had to pour, you know, a little pad that we could put bolts in it. And then we're going to have to bolt this whole thing, too, which took 11 bags of concrete, by the way. And so we poured it last week. And I told my wife, I said, you know, looking at this basketball goal, I think there's a piece missing. And so I look up on the internet to see if I can find the owner's manual. And sure enough, this long crank is missing that you can crank it up and down so you can make the goal higher or lower. And so I said, oh man, I mean, this thing's not any good without it. I might be able to get it from the manufacturer, but it's probably going to cost as much as we've already spent. And so I said, do you have that guy's can we text him? She goes, yeah. And so she did. He said, oh, yeah. The part was behind something in my garage. Oh. And we're like, you know, that's 2.5 hours, 125 miles away.
That's like another $4,500 too.
Gas. Exactly. And gas. We said, could you meet us? Yeah. Yeah, I can meet you. I'll meet you halfway. And so we're going back and forth. And then all of a sudden he goes silent because to find out he's like been in Chicago working and hadn't had time. And it just kept going and going. And I told my wife on Sunday, I said, tell him I'll just drive up there and get it. I mean, we've got to get it because we're going to be gone all these weeks and Jed's not going to be able to use it. So yesterday, you know, I drove 5 hours of driving to go in my busyness of craziness to go get the stupid basketball thing, but it is all up and it's playable and ready to go.
You deserve an award, man.
I should. But you know what they say? Your kids are kind of like, is that all you got?
Yeah.
You never do anything for me. Can you take me to work in the morning? I don't know.
We had one of those rough conversations this week with my son who's graduating. And it was one of those things where both my wife and I are like, I think there might be something wrong with him. We should have had him diagnosed at some point because he's just not getting it, you know? And
Right. He's
like, well, I'll apologize, but not for that. That kind of attitude, you know? And somewhere in there, I had a moment of clarity where I realized, you know, I sometimes think he and I are very different, but I realized, you know, I was pretty pigheaded when I was his age and kind of rode around on my high horse thinking I was, you know, able to judge everybody and what they were doing. And
you were always right.
Yeah, I was right. And as I was sitting there telling him for like the third or fourth time, I'll look forward to your phone call, son, when you're the dad and you can, when you understand that of which you speak right now. And it just occurred to me that, you know, there's just some of it that you just aren't going to get until you're the dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my wife will remind me of that. She goes, you probably did the same when you were a kid, didn't you? And I'm like, yeah, I did.
We don't like to acknowledge that.
We don't, or we at least forget it.
Yeah.
You know, and because somehow we kind of get in this delusion that our kids should be mature like us, you know, or more mature. And hopefully we'll be even more mature in another 20 years or 30 years than we are now. But I know even like my son and with their little daughter, they had this issue with some of the kids they thought were being mean. Well, it was, you know, like one of the kids is like, oh, we should tie him up and, you know, and to a tree and leave him. And all the kids are like, yeah, let's do that. You know, and they were concerned, which I don't blame them. You know, they were concerned, like, what's wrong with these kids? But really, sometimes the kids just don't think like we do. You know, we think that 4 and 5 year olds should be real mature, you know, and think, that's not the right thing to do. That's not a godly response.
Yeah.
But really, that's just what kids do. Does that make it acceptable? No, but I think it should make us understand it. You know, same with our kids when they're lazy and they don't do their work. I think, you know, is it acceptable? No. But is it understandable? Yes. And really, that's why God gave them us, you know, that we could help them get to that point. And I think even, you know, when our kids get to graduation, we think that they should be ready after that. I don't think that's the case. I think that God has some other lessons for them to learn. And like you said, you know, your son, someday you can come and, you know, thank me or whatever when you understand. And he will understand. He won't ever thank you or acknowledge that, but he will understand. You know, even like I said, how I started this whole thing off this morning, you know, that my dad, I never realized he got up early and didn't think it was a treat to take me to practices until just like a few days ago. So I guess it takes a while.
That it does.
And should I call him up and say, Dad, thank you? Probably, but I won't because that's what kids do. You know?
Well, and if he did, he'd probably be like, whatever. Ungrateful kid.
He probably wouldn't remember, actually, yeah. You know, because you kind of forget some of those early things like, oh, yeah, did we do that? Yeah, I guess we did.
It's all a blur.
It's all a blur, Scott. So, hey, I'm going to say goodbye because I've got a whole bunch to do to get ready to go to California. If you are listening around Thursday, if you'd pray for us, just pray that I'll be a good dad in the midst of it, because I want it to be a fun time for Abe. And, you know, I hope we have some good conversations about some other important things along the way. But I just want it to be fun. So have a great weekend, Dad. You know, maybe do something that with your family just to be fun. As I wrote in my email last week, my wife accused me of being no fun and a killjoy, which sometimes I am. I've worked hard this week not to be, but some, like I said in the email, you know, I'm pretty good if I can plan it all out and I can have some heads up knowing that, like this thing with Abe. But, you know, if he were to say on the way to the airport, hey, Dad, could we stop and see that garage sale? I'd say, no, we don't have time. You know, well, is that true? I'm hoping there won't be any garage sales at 3 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, I just don't do very good in that because I kind of let my emotions take over and I kind of ruin some fun opportunity time. So anyway, have a good weekend with your family. You know, be a little intentional. Maybe push a little bit, take them out for ice cream or go to the garage sale or do something that they'd like to do, and do it because you do, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. I'm flying into Sydney, Australia, and
he's like, oh, I hate that airport. That guy must really be successful.